Well, it's Monday. I have my freshly printed Cranes Detroit business in my hands. You can also get it at cranesdetroit.com, cranesdetroit.com. And the June 27th issue, State Preps for Influx of Abortion Patients, Port in a Storm as Droughts, Floods, and Wildfires Elsewhere Force People to Relocate. The Great Lakes region could get a wave of migrants, and Tony the Tiger and Mr. Pringle just have different needs. Kellogg Split reflects big changes in how we eat. That's right from the front pages, and here to talk about that and so much more, Kelly Root, Cranes Detroit Business Executive Editor. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you, and raring to go. The last Monday in June, that seems impossible, but here we are. And talking about the biggest news of the day is, of course, that now Michigan health systems and clinics are having to react to the abortion ruling and prepare for the influx because it's still safe and legal to get an abortion in Michigan.
It is. It is. And this is an ongoing story, obviously, a very newsy week, and we're continuing to cover the fallout of this ruling in Michigan. And we've actually been posting stories to our website all weekend because of some of the changing positions coming out of some of our health systems. This law in Michigan, we had a 1931 trigger law that is enjoined. It is not in effect right now because there was a ruling that stopped it in May. So health systems in Michigan are preparing for a potential influx of patients from other states like Ohio and Indiana. And we've reached out to a number of them over the weekend about their plans and how they, intend to react to Friday's Supreme Court decision. And it's kind of all over the board. Michigan Medicine talked to us on Friday and said that they are going to be continuing to perform abortions and that they're going to even plan for potential increased capacity. But the Beaumont Spectrum situation is a little different. Initially, they issued a statement that they would be following the 1931 law and not performing abortions. And then they changed course a couple times and then yesterday issued a statement saying that they indeed would be performing abortions when medically necessary and waiting for further guidance. And stressing that this is an evolving situation because, as you know, there are challenges to that 1931 law, and it's not the final word. There's going to be more court back and forth on what's going to happen in Michigan. So health systems are really, they're kind of on the forefront of it, and same thing with reproductive care clinics in the state. Everybody's kind of waiting for the next move on that 1931 law.
And as the smoke settles or clears, they'll understand a little better of what took place there with the United States Supreme Court. And now it's in the it's up to the states to do whatever they're going to do or not do. And we'll follow that along the way. Detroit's a Greektown neighborhood looking for a fresh start, huh?
It is. This neighborhood is one of the oldest and most popular places in the city, and it's gone through, a number of ups and downs over the years. And right now they're coming out of the pandemic and trying to, fill some empty businesses and kind of revitalize a little bit. They've had some reputation for some fights and problems down there, but we did a story this week about a man named Tasso Teftis, whose family has been in Greektown for a long time. He just bought the former Pizza Populous building on Monroe Street and is looking to put a family-friendly business in there. There's also a streetscape project for $8 million that's in the works to make it a little bit more pedestrian-friendly. A new plaza at Gratiot and Randolph is underway, and I think the goal of the business owners down there is to maybe shifted away from, the nightclubs that have sprung up recently and do more restaurants and more, family-friendly sort of entertainment down there.
Kelly Root, Cranes Detroit Business Executive Editor. We're wondering what the bottom line is and the end game for Kellogg's. They keep trying to tell us everything's going to be okay, but we're a little nervous.
Well, that's true. They have shifted their focus to Chicago, even though they are retaining significant presence in Battle Creek. They have made it clear that the business business decisions are driving this. Their snack food business is growing and represents about 80% of their entire sales, and that's something that they felt they needed to split off from the cereal business because people just aren't eating cereal anymore for whatever reason. But, their CEO just bought a big mansion in Chicago in 2018. And so, they insist that they are not abandoning Battle Creek, but they're definitely looking for some, fresh start in Chicago.
Hmm. And some people are looking for a fresh start in Michigan, a term I haven't heard and we'll have to spend more time on later. But climagrants? Am I saying it right?
Climagrants. You are. These are folks who are moving to the Midwest region for this express reason of getting away from climate catastrophe and fires and other stuff in other areas of the country. And they're settling here in Michigan and around Ohio and Illinois. And we did an entire big section in our Crane Forum today about what that means for our state and how we can capitalize on it.
Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it, Kelly? Come to Michigan, pure Michigan. Avoid the climate crisis. Who knew? What the heck? We'll take it. We'll take anything we can get. Kelly Root, Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor. Thank you, ma'am.